This is Radio X.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine, BMW.
BMW.
Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
Radio X.
It's Emilia Jovanovska reporting from the very lovely venue at the Egmont Palace here in Brussels. Radio X was kindly invited to the Hong Kong Gala dinner tonight, and among other things, their objective today is to showcase gourmet dishes from the Hong Kong culture and combine them with Belgian beer. I'd like to start off by asking you to introduce yourself.
My name is Shirley Lam. I am the special representative of the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region to the European Union. Our office is based in Brussels, and I oversee on top of the office in Brussels and also our offices in London and in Berlin. So basically, I'm the representative of Hong Kong in the European Union. So our main job is to promote Hong Kong in Europe and also to organize events and also to establish bilateral contacts with all the European Union member states, as well as the European Union and European Commission.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell me more, before we go into detail about the event, tell me more about what is it that makes the relationship between Hong Kong and Belgium so special and maybe even different from all the pairings with other governments and countries?
Mm-hmm. First of all, Belgium is the heart of Europe. It's the European capital. And also Hong Kong and Belgium have all along enjoyed very good relationship, and we have established our ties very closely. I'll give you an example. Belgium is the first country which has signed what we call a comprehensive avoidance of double taxation agreement with Hong Kong. So we have enjoyed very good relationships, bilateral relationships in the past years. And also our Hong Kong office has been established in Brussels for many years. So during all these years, we have made a lot of friends in Belgium with the Belgian government and also with the European Union, European Commission. So we are looking forward to continuing our close ties with Belgium, and that's why we are organizing this fantastic event in Brussels this evening, so as to, you know, renew our ties with our friends in Belgium.
And I was wondering, what makes, obviously Hong Kong is such a diverse community and such special in a way that it has a very interesting system as well.
It's called the One Country, Two Systems. Okay. Yeah, we are part of China. In 1997, we reunified with China, and we became we are part of China, but we keep our own capitalist system, and also we keep our system, for example, our rule of law, our freedom in religion, and all the freedom we have enjoyed before. So we've been, you know, reunified with China now 18 years. In 2017, we will be celebrating our reunification with China at the 20th anniversary of the reunification. During the past 18 years, we have witnessed the success of the One Country, Two Systems concept, which means that we are at the same time part of China, but at the same time, we enjoy quite a different systems with the mainland of China. And that gives us the advantage. I can say that we have the best of both worlds. We have our motherland, China, as our hinterland in terms of economic development. As you notice, in the past decade, past two or three decades, China has been undergoing a very tremendous economic growth. Mm-hmm. And during the process, Hong Kong acted and still acting as an important gateway, or we call it Hong Kong as our super connector. Mm-hmm. For connecting overseas businessmen who want to go into China to invest, they can go through Hong Kong. Because Hong Kong, at the same time, we are part of China, we know about the Chinese systems, and at the same time, we have our professional services, for example, our legal service, our accounting service, they are, you know, on par with the international system. So foreign businessmen find it very easy and convenient to establish their office in Hong Kong and then go into mainland China to do their business.
Hong Kong has been placed as the city with the most free economy in the world?
Oh, that has been for many years. Mm-hmm. It's not most recently. Okay. Yeah, for many years, Hong Kong has been, you know, ranked as the number one, mm-hmm. as the freest economy in the world. That is because, for example, Hong Kong, we have a very simple and low tax regime. It's very transparent. Every company knows they will enjoy a very low tax for doing business in Hong Kong, and at the same time, it's very user friendly. For example, you can set up a company in Hong Kong within hours, within 1 or 2 hours, mm-hmm. by paying a very low fee, under 200 euros. You can already set up a company within hours in Hong Kong. So it's very easy doing business. And we also have a very strong support from the government. For example, we have set up a dedicated government organization called the Invest Hong Kong, which helps foreign companies to establish the base in Hong Kong. And they offer help in a lot of areas. For example, including helping them, helping foreigners to find school places of international schools in Hong Kong. They even, you know, provide such kind of service. So we have been doing a lot to promote Hong Kong, you know, as the regional base in Asia, and also as a base for going into China.
Obviously, tonight's event is about Hong Kong being represented in Belgium. But how is Belgium represented in Hong Kong?
Oh, as I've said, Hong Kong and Belgium, we enjoyed very good relationship. For example, 2 years ago in 2013, right? Yes. We had an event called the Business of Design Week. Queen Mathilde came to Hong Kong, yeah, to promote this event. Yeah, so I believe that our Belgian friends also place a lot of importance on Hong Kong as a very long-standing partner.
And as I've read, right now Hong Kong holds the place as Asia's world city.
That's right.
Can you tell me more about why is that so at the moment? And it says that, you know, it relies on its competitive strengths. Does Yes. that mean that you pay reliance to the diversity of the community that is there as well?
Yes, of course. Hong Kong is very proud of ourselves as being the Asia's world city. First of all, language. Most people in Hong Kong, we speak English. You may not be able to find this characteristics in many of the Asian countries, yes. And we have, because of our history, we have a very long established experience in dealing with the West, especially European countries. And we also has the system, you know. For example, our judicial system is basically based on the British system. So when businessmen come to Hong Kong, they can, you know, we have the contract law, and also we have the common law system. The level of predictability of, you know, doing business in Hong Kong is very high, because we just having the same system as here in Europe.
And you can hear the full feature by visiting the Listen Again page on radiox.eu.
This is Radio X.